AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. New U.S. tariffs have kicked in.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
The president had put them off last month, but says there is no avoiding them now.
No room left.
He says the plan is to force the two American neighbors to boost their fight against fentanyl trafficking and illegal immigration, but it's already sparked fears of a North American trade war with signs of higher inflation and slower growth.
We're ready.
Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly tells CTV her nation has prepared tariffs against U.S. goods.
Plan A, plan B.
And before the president's announcement, Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum said she also has a plan ready. Companies from Ford to Walmart have warned of the negative impact tariffs may have on their businesses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The 10% tariff President Trump placed on Chinese imports last month was doubled to 20%, and Beijing retaliated today with tariffs up to 15% on a wide array of U.S. farm exports. President Trump is pausing all assistance to Ukraine as he tries to pressure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to engage in peace talks with Russia. Mardi Gras parades are being moved up in New Orleans today because of weather. They will have to wrap up by 11:30 a.m. Thunderstorms and winds up to 60 miles per hour are in the forecast for New Orleans. Mardi Gras this year comes after a deadly crash in the French Quarter early on New Year's Day. 14 people were killed. Shannon Fristo lives in New Orleans.
The terrorist attack was a one-off, and I don't think that, honestly, the cops make me feel fine, but if they weren't there, I wouldn't feel bad either.
The Vatican says Pope Francis no longer needs mechanical ventilation, just high-flow supplemental oxygen. He's been battling double pneumonia. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Thunder became the NBA's second 50-win team with a 137-128 win over the Rockets. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the way with 51 points for Oklahoma City coach Mark Daigneault's team.
I just think he's got an unbelievable pace to him right now. You know, he's where he's finding his stuff. He's attacking and really hitting the gas on some plays.
Mavericks guard Kyrie Irving left Monday's game against the Kings in the first quarter with a left knee sprain. College basketball, Cooper Flagg had 28 points to help number 2 Duke claim at least a share of the ACC regular season crown with a 93-60 win over Wake Forest. Auburn sits atop the AP Top 25 men's poll for the 8th straight week, while USC rose to number 2 in the women's poll behind top-ranked Texas. And NFL, the Bengals have placed the franchise tag on wide receiver T. Higgins for a second time. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.